Begin the current daf, Masechet Pesachim, daf Chav Dalet. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf and the previous daf. That is, the Gemara was inquiring, there was a certain Talmud that came in front of Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, and he said that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi was looking for the source. Where do we know that things that are generally usher in the Torah just for eating, for consumption, also includes an Isra of Hana? And Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni asked him, well, how about the source that we have from the other opinions of Chizkia and Revo? And he says, no, he doesn't learn like that, he doesn't learn like that. So ultimately, Talmud said, where is this learned out from? So he says from the halacha that it says you have to burn the chatois hachitzainis, the karma chatis that are supposed to bring on the outside mizbeach, are brought inside the mizbeach that's inside the heichal. And that it says that it says be'esh tisroif, you have to burn it. That we already know from a different pasuk of be'esh tisroif, where the question is, then why do you need b'kodesh be'esh tisroif? Why do you need another pasuk to say that you burn it in fire if we already know that? Must be it's coming to tell you not for this halacha, but rather for other isuri achila, to say that just like over here it's asar bahana, as we see you have to burn it, so too there it's going to be asar bahana. And then we ask, well, if it's going to be asar bahana from that source, say just like the source, which is the chatois hachitainis that are brought inside, have to be burned, so too all isuri achila that we're learning at isra hana from this source over here that it has to be burnt, that you can't have any hana from it, then not only can you not have hana, but it should also be burnt. And that was the Gemara left off, which is where we're continuing, that it says b'kodesh b'esh tisarf, that in the things that are holy, that are kodesh, there is where when it's asabana, you have to burn it. Whereas all other isuri achila that now we're learning up isra hana to them, they do not have to be burnt. And that is where the Gemara continues now, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni responds to this source of this student who is saying a name, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. This is the source from this halacha that we have an extra pasuk to say that not only is it asa b'achila, it's also going to be asa b'hana, to find that all yisurim that are asa b'achila, we say it's asa b'hana. On that, he asks, V'hai b'kodesh b'esh tisarf, but this pasuk, these extra words that you're calling it, the things that are holy, that they have to be burnt in fire, l'hachi hu da'asa, the true is coming to teach these two halachas that you said, really one, that is, that for this halacha, you don't need to tell you that it's burnt in fire, because you have another pasuk, as the Gemara brought on the bottom of the previous daf, that we learned that from somewhere else that it has to be burnt in fire. So therefore, this must be telling you, all other isuri achila, that they have to be asa b'hana. And that the extra word b'kodesh is saying that the issa sreifa would only apply to here by the chatois, but not by other isuria, by other isuria achila, which now has also the issa hana. But how can you say that that's what the pasuk is telling you? Because it's, again, it's extra because you already know it from the different source regarding the chatois chitzainis that they have to be burned. But hamiboy lelik Reb Shimon. But you need these words. Don't say that you're extra to learn that this halacha. You need it for the halacha that Reb Shimon tells us. D'tanya Reb Shimon Noemi, as we learn the Brayz, Reb Shimon says b'kodesh be'esh tisarv. These words that it says that the things that are holy that they have to be burnt in fire. Limit al chatas, it comes to teach us regarding a chatas that is possible, that's invalid. Shesoifin oisa b'kodesh, that you have to burn it b'kodesh, in the place that's holy, which means to say in the hazar, in the courtyard. And that is because although you're right, we have a source already that has to be burnt, and that's why you wanted to say it's extra. Because it says v'hinei soif, and that it should be burnt. However, that would not have told us where you're supposed to burn the karma chatas. And that is why we needed to have this extra pasuk, but kodesh beis tisarf, to tell us where it's supposed to be burned, and that is nazar. And the brisa continues. That is ve'einli el zubavad, I would only know that the karma chatas, which is what we're talking about over there, that if something wrong was done with it, that it was brought inside the heichal, which was only supposed to be kept outside. And therefore, it makes it invalid, and you have to burn it. Now we're saying, by kodesh beis tisarf, it says, in the kodesh, in the azar, is we're supposed to burn it. How do I know regarding psule, regarding things that are invalid from other kachi kachim, other things that are the holiest of holiest types of things? For example, a mincha or an oil or an ashram that became tame, or that the blood was spilled out, or a carbon mincha that the kaimetz, which is the thing that makes it permitted, that's taken off the handful, the fistful, that wasn't brought onto mizbeach, or ve'imuri kachim kalim, or the sacrificial parts of the lower sanctity types of kabbanas, that they became tame. And as Rashi says, we necessarily picking these types of things where their boundaries are within the walls of the azar, of the courtyard. But regarding the invalidations of the, let's say, the meat of Kachim Kalim, where the meat could be eaten throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim, then those srefas, those burnings, if they become invalid, do not have to be of a kodesh. They don't have to be in the azar, in the courtyard. And that's how it's learned in the Mishnah in Eli Oivrin later on Daf Mem Tesamet Aleph, that they are burnt, what's called the Fnei Habir, in front of the Beis HaMikdash, which is outside of the Azar, and that's where the Beis HaDeshen was, as the Gemara in Masechet Zevachim and Daf Kav Dalet Amud Beis says. So regarding these other invalidations of either Kachim, or even Kachim Kalim, but the Emurim, the things that are kept inside the Azara, if they become invalid, Minayin, how do you know that their burnings also have to be done by Kodesh? Tam Aleimer v'chol b'kodesh, as the beginning of the pasuk says, in everything which is holy, be'esh tisarv, in fire that should be burnt. That's how we have a source for these things that have to be burnt by kodesh. So essentially, he's asking, how can you say this is a source b'kodesh be'esh tisarv? To say, well, you have extra words over here. You don't have to say the halacha of sreifa regarding the chatois hachitainis that are brought inside, because that you know from Behini Sairef, but it's needed for a different halacha. It's not extra to learn up for all other Yisur Achil that they're Asra Hana, because you needed to say where it has to be burnt, which is Bakaydish in the Azara, and that it cannot be burnt outside. So therefore, Amalei, so this one of the Rabbanan who was talking to Rishon Ben Nachman, who had asked him this question, he says, you're right, Rabbi Yonason Rabach, your Rebbe Rabbi Yonason, he also did not learn up the Isra Havahana for all these surah of achilas mentioned in the Torah from this pasuk that I was trying to tell you about kodesh be'esh tisarv, because he needs it, like you said, that it should be burnt in the azara, and therefore it's not extra to tell us this halacha. Rather, mihai kor kamala, he learns up this isra of hanah for all these surah in the Torah from the following pasuk in Shemois that says v'im yivaser mibsar ha-melum, that if any of the meat from the carbon of melum that would be left over, u'min alachem, from the breads ad ha-baiker until the morning v'goyim, etc., which there the pasuk concludes and it says v'sarafte es ha-noise, and you should burn the leftover be'eshim fire, lo ye'ochel, it should not be eaten, ki kodesh, because it is holy. Now, she'ein tam aloyim lo ye'ochel, there essentially is nothing that's being taught from the words that it should not be eaten, as the Gemara will demonstrate in a moment. And therefore, what is these words lo yachal teaching? Because as the Bryson now explains from this halacha, im einu inin legufe, if there's no essential learning from this pasuk, from these words of lo yachal for the topic that's being discussed, and that is why, because it already says over there in the pasuk v'sarafta sanoisa be'esh, that you should burn the leftover in the fire. So obviously, it's not something that's a barachila. It's not something that's being consumed. You can't say, you don't have to say lo ya'achol, because if you have to burn it, obviously you're not eating it. And therefore, what are these words coming to teach us when we're talking about the isurim of noisra from a carbon that's left over from a designated time? It's obviously coming to teach us regarding other prohibitions in the Torah, which are similar in the sense that they also have a negative prohibition of consuming them, which teaches that v'im eino in lachilom. And if regarding those things, which obviously we're not teaching them that they have a prohibition of eating also, because we're talking about things which are already written that they cannot be consumed. There's the Isra Achila, and that we're telling you that now they also have Isra Anah, Tineyu Inin Lis Anah. Obviously, if these words of Lo Ya'achal are coming to teach regarding other Yisurim, like which Yisurim? We're talking about Yisurim that already says that you cannot eat it, so not teaching us that you can't eat it. Must be that it would be teaching regarding the component that there's the Isra Hanah, and therefore, just like over here regarding the Isra of Noiser, that we're saying that it has to be burnt in fire, which you cannot have a Noah from, that's why the extra words Lo Ya'achal, which is not teaching you regarding Noiser or anything, must be talking about for other Yisur Achila, and if it cannot be teaching regarding Achila, because that it says already, must be teaching the component of the Isra Hanah. Now, and if you're going to ask, as the Gemara had mentioned regarding the other drushes before, imakan b'sreifa, if you're going to say, well, if you're learning it from Noiser, that there's an Isra Hanah regarding all other Yisur Achila in the whole entire Torah, so therefore you should learn it out as the source says, that just like over here by Noiser, is that not only can you not have Hanah, but you actually have to burn it, afkol Yisur in Shabbat Torah b'sreifa. So to all Yisur in the Torah have to be burnt. On my Quran, that's what the Pasuk tells you, then no. V'sorafta es ha-Noiser, that you should burn what's left over, and that is really the Torah should have written v'saraftoi be'esh, you should burn it in the fire. Why does it add the extra word ha-noiser, what's left over? To teach you that noiser b'sreifa, only something that's left over gets burnt in the fire, v'inkol isurin shabbatar b'sreifa. But however, all of the isurin the Torah, although the source of that there iser b'hanah is from here, from noiser, however, it's not exactly like noiser that it gets burned, because that's only ha-noiser b'sreifa, only that gets burned, but all of the isurim do not get burned, they're just aser b'hanah. Now the Shmuel ben Nachmani asks again, as he asked on the previous interpretation, says, wait, v'hai lo ye'ochel, are you telling me that when it says that it should not be eaten regarding where it says by Neisa, which that is extra because if it's being burnt, obviously not being eaten, must be teaching regarding all the other Yisrael in the Torah that where you already say you can't eat it, must be teaching Yisra Hanah, l'hachu da'asa, is it coming really to teach this as if it's extra? But ha'mi boy, l'lik rebelaza, we need it for a different halacha that rebelaza says that it's not extra to teach you for other areas of halacha, rather it's coming to tell you that there's going to be a loisaseh on the consumption of the Nisa, and that is, had you learned it from Bisarafta that you should burn it, I would not know that there's an Isalaf to say you're actually going to get Malkus if you consume it. Dam Rebbe Laza, as Rebbe Laza said, Lo ye'ochel ki kodeshu, it should not be eaten because it's holy. From the fact that it says ki kodeshu, because it's holy, what do you have to say that for? Just say you can't eat it, is coming to include kol shabbat kodesh pasul, anything, and regarding all other psulim and kachim that became invalid, The Torah is coming to tell you that not only that you should burn it, but it's coming to teach you anything that becomes invalid, that there's a loisah, there's negative prohibition if you do not do that, that if you violate that, you're going to get a malchus on that. For example, a lav of pigul, if it's yaitse out of its proper boundaries, or if the blood gets spilled out, if one then consumes the carbon, one is going to get this malchus on the loisah say of loya achel. So therefore, the question is, it's not extra to teach regarding other areas. We need it for this halacha, although your right already says that you can't eat it because you have to burn it. But I would think, okay, if you don't burn it, fine, but you're not going to get malchus. And that we have to say, lo ya'ochel, it's a negative prohibition to get malchus. So therefore, that interpretation is also, was pushed away by Rishmo ben Achmeni. So the Gemara continues trying to find the source for what was it that Rishmo ben Levi had learned. Because as the Gemara demonstrated in the previous stuff, it doesn't look like a Cheskiah, it doesn't look like Rebbe Vo, it doesn't look like Rebbe Yehuda, it doesn't have all the other sources regarding Chametz on Pesach and Shahar Niskel to show that not only the Asar Bachila, but they've eaten Asar Bahanah. So again, what is that source according to Rebbe Shu ben Levi? So Abaye says, La'olam, in truth, the source of Rebbe Shu ben Levi is Mikra Chametz. From the first Pasuk that we had brought on the previous stuff, from the Pasuk of Achol Chatas regarding, again, the carbon Chatas that's supposed to be brought on the outside, and then it was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, which is makes it invalid. However, v'epach, switch it around. In other words, we had asked a question on that, as we had mentioned on the top of this Amid, that there is nothing really extra over there. Bakodesh b'eshti sarif, which is what we had assumed is the extra words, is not extra, as we say, because we needed to tell you where you're going to burn it. That is what Abaye is answering now, that we're not learning out from the extra words of b'eshti sarif. Rather, that's, as we said, to say you have to burn it in Dazara. Rather, we're learning out from the words of loise achel, that those words regarding the pasuk of the chatas that's brought inside, those words are extra. And that is delichtav be'eshti sarev, because we should just write that this carbon that was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, that it has to be burnt in fire. Now, obviously, it's not something that's to be consumed. And therefore, now what's an added component is here. Now we know by default that there is going to be Isser Lav. We can't give the same answer we gave that Reb Shmuel ben Nachmani said is not a good approach, as the Gemara had said on the previous attempt by a Nicer to say, well, oh wait, although you know that it gets burnt and therefore it's not something that's eaten, but maybe we needed to tell you that this Isser Lav. No, because that you already know from Reb Elazar's drasha by Nicer, where he said Lo Ya'ochel Ki Kodeshu, that we already have a source for all psulim of kachim, that anything that becomes a valid, which would include the chatas hachitzainis that are brought inside, that if it's not something that's to be consumed, that then there's going to be a lav, a loisa say, as it's learned out from lo yachal of neiser, and therefore just write be'esh tisarv, just write that it should be burnt in the fire, le'boi le'seyachal, and then you wouldn't need the words of that it should not be eaten, as we said, because that you know from Elazar. And that it is already a loisa say. You wouldn't need one, a source in the pasuk, in the parasha of chatas chitzainis itself. Therefore, ma'atam aloy meloy se'achal, what are the words that it should not be eaten teaching us? If we already know that there's a loy sase to eat it from the fact that it's burnt, and therefore it's included in loy se'achal kekoydishu, but which is included of all the kachim that become possible by the parish of Nais, as Rabbi Elazar said, must be, main in leguve, if it's not teaching us anything regarding the chatas achitzenis, the nafkidim drolaza, as we said, that kadat's already learned out from Rabbi Elazar, tineyu inyan lechol yisurin shabbat Torah, must be coming to teach us regarding all of the yisurin Torah, specifically regarding chametz and Pesach and the Shahar Niskel, which they have in Isra of Achila, and therefore, v'me'ena in l'achila, if it's not teaching us regarding anything of consumption, because that already, the Torah already says you can't eat them, t'neyu inyan l'isra, no, must be teaching us regarding that they also have a prohibition of even deriving pleasure from them. But then the question is, maybe if the source is from here, where it tells you that you have to actually burn this chatas that's brought inside, then not only does it become us about no, but you have to burn it. That's what the pasuk says we mentioned before, where by Rebbe Elazar, that it, regarding the things that are left over, that it says hanoiser, that hanoiser b'sreifa and kol yisurin shabatayra b'sreifa. Only the karbanos that are left over, they get burned, but all of the yisurin shabatayra, although they become asur b'hana, they're not going to require sreifa. And therefore, Abai says this is the source that Rishu Malibu is going on to say that not only is there isra achila when it's written in Torah, but includes also an isra hana. And that the Gemara asks on that interpretation. Omli Rapabala Abaya, so Rapaba asked Abaya, Ve'ema, but maybe say that when it says loy se'achel, it's not extra, and that it is needed. Lichude le'lav l'gufe huda'asa, it's coming to specify that there's going to be a lav, a specific negative prohibition regarding the parasha of the chatas hachetzainis that's brought inside. And that is why, didn't we just say that from Rav Elazar we already know that there's loy se'achel? Not true. Dima Jibalaza, if our whole source would be from Ibulaza, that we already have Lo Ya'achal, that there's a negative prohibition of consuming it from Ibulaza, as we said, that includes all kachim, but Ein Loikin a Lav Shebeklalas, we do not give Malkis on a generic, general Lav that's mentioned for multiple types of cases. For example, this case, where it's included, all the Besulim, all the invalidations of the kachim are all included in that one Riboy of Ribulaza. That's called a lav shebeklalos. It's a generalization of something that's negative. It's not a specific lav. And that we know we don't give malka in such a case. And therefore, maybe lo yachal is not extra. And it's needed to tell you by the chattas over here that not only is it something that should not be eaten because it's sure to be burned, but it's even going to have a loisei. And that is what about the loisei said. You're going to get malkas because we would not know malkas from Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, Elam Rapapa, rather Rapapa gives a different interpretation for the source of Shuban Levi, that the Yisur Achila have also Yisur Ano L'chol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. Mahacha from a pasuk in Vayikra says, V'habasa Shiyiga B'chol Tomei. A different parasha. Up until now, we mentioned regarding the Chatoyas, Achatainas that are burned inside. We mentioned regarding Noisir, Kabonis that are left over. Now we're talking about a different invalidation of things that became Tomei, that became ritually impure. So regarding the basar of kachim that touched anything that's impure, lo yachal, that cannot be eaten. Kachim that come tamei are invalid. Rather, be'ishti yisarf has to be burnt in fire. Now, she'ein tam aloyim lo yachal, there's nothing that's being taught to us when it says it should not be eaten, as the Gemara will demonstrate. Mat tam aloyim lo yachal, so therefore, what is lo yachal coming to teach us? And that is im'einu in ligufo, if it's not teaching us anything regarding the thing itself, as the Gemara now tells us, why is it that it's not teaching us anything? Because we already know from a kal v'chomer, from Maisa, which is more lenient, and if we find by Maisa it's more lenient, that if it becomes tamei, one cannot consume it, so definitely kachim. If it becomes tamei, you cannot consume it, and therefore it must not be teaching us anything regarding kachim itself, as the Gemara says. But my Maisa hakal amr Torah, if regarding Maisa it's more lenient than kachim. The Torah says in Devarim, lo be'arti mimenu b'tamei, I did not consume any of the Maisa in the status of tumah. And that is, as Rashi will explain later, that although this is only talking about by the vidui, but the ashara, the warning of consuming it in tuma, is learned on the Gemara in Masechet Yevamos and the Oral Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. So, however, but we do see the idea that it is prohibited of consuming meiser in the status of tuma. So, besar kodesh chomer. So, regarding the meat of kachim, which is more stringent, loy kolshkin, isn't obvious that one cannot consume it in the status of tumah, that if the meat becomes tumah, that definitely cannot be eaten. And therefore, the Gemara concludes and says, but first the Gemara asks on this and says, now, v'chitame e'mazhim min adin, if you're going to say that, wait a second, you can't make this kal v'chomer. Obviously, yes, there is a kal v'chomer element over here in saying that, wait, kachim is definitely mochamer, and if you can't consume it in tumah regarding mice, definitely not by kachim. However, that would not help regarding creating a prohibition. And that is what's called emas here means to say you cannot make an iser from a kal v'chomer. And that is, although you're right, a person is allowed to make his own kal v'chomer. However, it cannot go so far to create an actual ashar for a negative prohibition, as the Gemara Masechtas Makas Daf Hayyim and Beis explains. And therefore, maybe that would not allow us to say that lo yachal is extra, because we already know from Isa, but from Isa you know, yes, a kal v'chomer, but not to actually create a lav. And that's why we need lo yachal. And that the Gemara responds to that in its process of explaining this extra drasha of saying hekeshahu. It's an analogy, it's a hekesh, that is, it's not really a kal v'chomer, and therefore it's not a question of saying im hasirim min adin. It's not a hazara from a kal v'chomer, it's a hekesh, and therefore we would know the lav from Maiser Hakal. And that is, as the Gemara says, the Chseva says, the Pasuk in Devarim, Leisuchel lechel b'shrecha, it says you cannot consume these things in your gates, which are Maiser de Gantcha, regarding the Maiser of your grain, tiroishcha, of your wine, mitzerecha, and of your oil, ubechoris b'karcha, and the firstborns of your flock, v'goyim etc., which the Pasuk there concludes and says, v'teinecha, and your sheep, v'chol nederecha, and all your oaths, asher shetidar v'nidvaisecha, that you will make a neder and a nedava, usumas yedecha, and the truma of your hand. And that is, the Gemara there, the Pasuk there is equating nederecha and nidvaisecha, which are kabbonis of shlamim, to what the Pasuk in the beginning was saying, meiser dagan, to the meiser of your grain. We're there, as it says in a different pasuk, lo be'arti mimenu b'tamei, as we just mentioned before. Regarding meiser hakal, it says elsewhere that the person is not allowed to consume it in the status of tumah. And therefore, we can learn from there, from the hekesh of where the pasuk compares and equates meiser together with kachim, to say that similarly kachim also is not allowed to be eaten in the status of tumah. Now, as we mentioned before, Rashi says that although that the pasuk of lo be'arti mimenu Mende Betame is just by the psukim of a person says the vidui when he brings the meiser up to Yerushalayim, and it's not a source of a lav. However, that, as we mentioned before, the Gemara in Masechet Yevamos, Perek Aral, learns from a pasuk of Lesucha Lecha B'Sherecha, the source of the iser of consuming the meiser in the status of Tumah. But either way, it's not a difficulty to say that we're learning up Kodshim, that there would be an iser of consuming the status of Tumah from Maestra Kal, because it's not Ashar Menadin, it's not, the source is not actually a Kavachomer, because the Kavachomer would not allow us to create an actual love to get an iser on it. Rather, it's learned out from a Hekesh, because it's mentioned in the same Pasuk, and therefore we already have a source for saying that Kodshim cannot be consuming the status of Tumah, because it's learned out from Maestra, which is more lenient. And therefore the Gemara concludes, it says, Matam Alom Elo Yochel, therefore, so what are the words when it says regarding Kodshim that became Tumah, that it cannot be eaten? If it's not teaching us anything regarding the kachim that became tamim, because that we already know from Meiser, it must be teaching us something regarding all of the yisurin in Torah. But if it cannot be teaching us regarding the isra of eating, because those things, chametz on Pesach, shari neskel, everybody says that they cannot be eaten, must be teaching us something regarding the isra that they have, not only isra of achila, but even isra of hana, as it is regarding, we were learning it out from. However, then the question becomes, Ima kan b'sreifa, if the source are these parshas which are learning out from regarding kachim that became tameh, where not only is there isra hanah, but it even has to be burned, so afkal yisurin shabbat Torah b'sreifa, so therefore all of the yisurin which are being learned out from that parsha should similarly require to be burned. Amakra, that's what the pasuk says, as we mentioned before, hanoyser, those which are left over, hanoyser b'sreifa, that as the pasuk delineates specifically there, that type of psul, that invalidation of when the carbon is left over from its designated time, that's when you have to burn it. The inkal sun shabbat Torah b'sreifa, we have a specific miyud that says, however, all of the sun in Torah, although we have a source to say that they are asa b'hana from regarding the kachim that became tameh, however, we have a specific miyud to say, but they do not get, their isra hana does not mandate similarly a requirement of sreifa. And therefore, according to Rav Papa, which sounds like this was the conclusion, that this is the source of Rabbi Shimon Levi, where he knows that things which are asa b'achila are also asa b'hana, and that is, we learned it out from kachim that became tameh, where it says lo yachal, which words lo yachal extra, must be coming to teach us other isurin in the Torah, which is not coming to teach us isra achila, because that already says, must be teaching similarly isra hana. And that, amali Ravina Rav Ashi, but now Ravina asked Rav Ashi on this interpretation, how do you know the words lo yachal? You're right. You already know that kachim that became tameh, as we already demonstrated, is already asa b'achila from Maisa HaKal. So therefore, lo ya'achal must be extra, and it is teaching us, it sounds like, for other Yisroel Shabbat Torah. However, the Ema maybe say that when it says that regarding this eating a carbon tame that says lo ya'achal, lavra la b'shnei lavin, maybe it is what's called nesei legufe. It is nesei for the parasha itself of kachim that became tame. Maybe because it's trying to tell us that you're right, we already know you get one iser from the comparison, the hekesh to meiser, but it's coming to teach that you get two lavin, and that's why it says again lo yachal. Because lav miyam abai, didn't abai already tell us that sometimes you have yisurim that have many lavin, and therefore maybe here the Torah wants to tell you that you're going to get two lavin. And that is, as abai says, achal putisa, if someone eats putisa, which is an aquatic sheretz, a sheretz hamayim, that is, loika arba, you get four malchus, as Rashi demonstrates, as we already spoken out on in Erev and Daf Chavches, from all the different psukim that demonstrate that from all the different types of shrotzim, how many times the pasuk mentions it, it comes to add up the tally of how many lavin you're going to get to it. So therefore, by the aquatic, which it says four, you get four malchus. Nemala regarding an ant, which is what's called a sheretz ha'aretz, that the sheretz that crawls on the ground. Loika chamesh, there you get five malchus. We continue on to Amid Beis. And tzira regarding a hornet, which that's a sheretz ha'aif, that it flies in the air. Loika shesh, you get six malchus again, as Rashi demonstrates all the different psukim that mention how many times it's mentioned. And therefore, what are you telling me that it's extra because you already know it? Yeah, maybe you already know it, but that's one love. And the Torah is telling you again to get two lavin. So Malay said to him, Kol heichadikle medrash darshinan. Wherever we could make a drasha, we make a drasha. In other words, to say what the word is lo yachal, let's say over here, which is an extra word, we're going to make a drasha to say that's for other yisurin shabbat Torah. V'loy mekminim b'lav yisair, and we will not establish that the pasuk is coming to teach you excess. In other words, more lavin. Therefore, you're right, although sometimes the Torah does want to give you more than one lav, however, if we could interpret it to mean something else, we prefer that over just saying that the Torah is coming to teach you many more lav. Now the Gemara goes back to this interpretation of Rav Papa, which again is the conclusion of the source of Rabbi Shuben Levi, to teach us that where do we know that Isur Achila have Isra Hano'o? So from Kachim that became Tameh, as we demonstrated from that pasuk, which the words Lo Yachal are extra, must be teaching you regarding other Isur and Shabbat Torah. But now the Gemara asks, that pasuk, that the meat that will touch anything that will become tummy, again, the meat of kachim, that will touch anything that's tummy, now you can't eat it anymore. That the reshe lomali. In other words, as Rashi says, now that you're telling me that this pasuk is not teaching you anything regarding kachim itself, it's just extra to teach you regarding what's called im'enoi inyan. If it's not necessary for the kachim to came tummy, must be l'chosur and shabbat tayran. If it's not necessary to teach you achila, must be teaching you an iser hano, which again regarding chametz and shahar niskal. But that's very well with the words v'ashayiga b'chol tummy lo ye ochel, that anything that's a touch tummy cannot be eaten. We needed that to tell you the other isurin. The question that the Gemara is asking now is, the word v'habasa that the pasuk starts off with, what's that necessary for? Why do you need to say those words? Just say, from that we would know it's an extra pasuk to teach you other yisurin. The word v'habasa sounds extra, or like a Rashi later says, another interpretation is the word v'habasa, the vav. What is that teaching us? It sounds extra, and therefore the Gemara is asking, what application does it have? And that the Gemara says, l'rabbis eitzim v'levayna. That's coming to include regarding firewood and frankincense. And that is that those things are for what the pasuk actually there is talking about. We're going to cut them to became tummy to say that they're also makabel tumma, although they're not food items, which generally only food items are makabel tumma. Since the holiness of the kachim, even the firewood and the levina, they can makabel tumma. That's where the extra word vahabas, again, either the extra word or the vav, is coming to include these items too. Then the Gemara asks, but vahabasr kaltar yechel basr de seife lamali. So that's the beginning of the pasuk. But what's with the extra word v'habasar of the end of the pasuk, which says that the meat, that anyone that's pure can eat the meat, that is there where it says, and Rashi says that, where it says koltar yechel basar, that the Gemara's question is not on these words of that anyone that's tar could eat basar, because that the Gemara Menachos Nef Chafeim and Beis explains that teaches regarding the continuation where it says then v'hanefesh ashtechel basar, that if someone eats the meat of the kachim in the status of tumah, which explains to say that only something that's permitted for the ones that are tar, which is what the pasuk was saying before, called tar yechel basar, that's when you're going to be chayiv for consuming in the state of tumah, which excludes the meat that became tumah before the blood was thrown, that is not going to be mechayiv for someone that eats it in the status of tumah. So those words we know why it's necessary, of kol tar yechel basar. But the Gemara is asking, just like we had asked what the words v'habasar in the beginning of the pasuk is coming to tell us, now the Gemara's question is, what is the extra word, sounds extra, of v'habasar towards the end of the pasuk teaching us? And that the Gemara says, l'rabbis emur. That comes to include the sacrificial parts, and that is those which are brought onto the Mizbeach to be burnt, and they became tummy. And then someone that's tahar ate them, it's coming to say that such a person is going to be over on two lav and two negative prohibitions. One is the lav of zaris, of someone that's foreigner, because even a kohen, although he's generally not called a zar, he's considered a zar regarding the emurim, because even the kohen's not allowed to consume it, only the Mizbeach is supposed to. And another lav, which is what we're going to tell you, of the tumma of basar. And as Rashi explains, that this word v'habasar, although the way the Gemara brings it, it sounds like it's going on the end of the pasuk, is really going back on the first half of the pasuk. And it's saying, when the pasuk says, lo ye achel, that it should not be eaten, v'habasar, similarly regarding v'habasar, which again is including the emurim, are also included in lo ye achel, to tell you that not only is the kohen, whoever is going to eat these emurim, going to be over on the isser of zaris, it's also going to be over on the isser of eating, of lo ye achel, of tumah. And that's what, again, these two words of v'habasar are coming to teach you. But now the Gemara goes and asks them this last thing that we just mentioned. So you told me the last time, the second time mentions of Habasar is teaching you a murim, that there's an isser of consuming it. However, on that the Gemara asks, a murim mehasam nafka, we have a source for a murim from a different pasuk. The time like Litna Braisa, it says the pasuk in Bayikra, v'hanefesh asher teichel basar mizevech hashlam hashel Hashem, that if somebody will consume the meat of a carbon of shlamim that's designated for Hashem, there the pasuk ends, v'tumasa elav, and he'll have his tumah on him. So again, we're talking about a source of consuming in tumah, which is what our pasuk is talking about. V'nichrasa ha'nefesh imameh, and then the person will get karbash, will be cut off from his people. Now, these words, asher la'Hashem, that the carbon, if someone will consume from the carbon of a shlamim that's for Hashem in the status of tumah, that's extra words, because it should have just said, mizevech ha'shlam, the carbon of shlamim, v'tumasa elav, and he has his tumah. What's the words asher la'Hashem coming to teach us? That's coming to include even meat that's brought to Hashem. That if that what's generally brought to Hashem, in other words, brought on the Mizbeach, if someone eats it in Tumah, he gets an Einish of Karas. That's L'Rabbis Emurim. That's coming to include Emurim. Because what is it that Hashem, so to speak, eats? It's what's brought on the Mizbeach. And therefore, if you're telling me that V'Habas is coming to teach you, if one would consume the Emurim in the status of Tumah, that's what you need it for. However, we have another pasuk that talks also about consuming in the status of tumah, that it says, Asher Hashem, that's already teaching us a murim. So why do we need v'habasar to teach a murim consumed in the status of Tumah, if we already have that from a different pasuk of Asher Lashem? And that the Gemara answers, there's two types of Tumah. There's Tumah of what's called the Gavra, of the person, there's Tumah of the Chetz, of the object. Hasim over there, where it says, V'tumasa yolav, Tumas ha-guf bikaris. That's talking about where his body, the one who's consuming it, is Tameh. And there the person gets karis. As the Gemara Masechet Zvachim on Perek Beishamay of Mem Gimel and Beis explains, that pasuk is talking about Tumas ha-guf. That is one source of consuming a murim. That's where a person gets karis. Hach over here, where we're learning out from Habasar, Tumas basar belav. Here we're talking about the Tumah that the flesh, the murim, is what has the Tumah. That is only a negative prohibition that we're including in the Ashara of consuming the meat that's Tameh. When the meat is Tameh, but the person is Tar, that the person gets just an Ashara, just a Lav, but there is no Chiyuv Karis, as the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim in Perek Bishami is Memayedet from the Chiyuv of Karis, and therefore it's not difficult why we have two sources of Imurim in the status of Tumah. One, which teaches us Karis, is talking about where the person is Tameh. However, regarding our pasuk of Abbas, it's talking about where the meat is tummy and the person is tahar, there the person only gets a lav and no karas. Nothing more continues on this theme of the Isur Achila and the Isur Hana. Amr Bavo, Amr B'yechanan. Kol Isur and Shabbat Torah, all prohibitions in the Torah. Ain loikin alein el derech achilasam. There is no malchus. The person does not get lashes from consuming it, only if it's done in the way it's normally. If he eats it the way it's normally eaten. Now the Gemara is lamute ma. What does that exclude? What does that mean, the way it's normally eaten? What is not normally, not the way it's normally eaten, to say that one would not get malchus? So Amar Rav Shimon bar Ashi, lamute shim ochal chelav chai shapatur. Come and teach you, if you eat raw fats of the animal, well, the person is going to be exempt, because that's not the way people normally consume it, and therefore one would be exempt from malchus. Ikidami, that there's a different version of Rebbe Vo, that it wasn't going on achila, rather it was going on hana, on pleasure, and it was talking about things that have isur hana, that there's a prohibition of deriving pleasure from them. As the Gemara says, Amr Bavo, Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah, all prohibitions in the Torah, Ein Loikin Alein El Derech Hanasin. For those things that have isur hana, the malchus will only come if you have pleasure from it, the way normally pleasures derive from them. So the Gemara says, L'ma Ute Mai, what does that exclude? What would be a non-normative way to say that you wouldn't get malchus? It's coming to exclude if a person takes the fats of a shar haniskel, an ox that gored three times, which has to be killed. That's called a shar haniskel, it has to be stoned. There's not only isra achil, but there's even isra hanoah. If someone goes ahead and takes the fat of that shar, which again is asa b'hanoah, on his wound, he's going to be putter, because that's not the way one normally has hanoah from fats. Rather, it's either used as fuel for fire or to go ahead and oil hides, but it's generally not used for therapeutic purposes. And therefore, if one does it in that way, that's not the way of hana usually is. Therefore, one would not get malchus from it. And definitely, if one would consume the raw fats, that one would be putter, because again, that is not the derech of the person. Itmanami, similarly we learned, Amar v'acha bar avi, Amar v'asim Rabbi Yechanan, if someone puts the fats of the shar haniskel, which is asa b'hana, that means you can't derive any pleasure from it. However, if you put it and you use it in the therapeutic fashion by putting on your wound, a person will be exempt from malchus. And the reason is, l'fisha kol yisur in Shabbat Torah, ein loikin aleim el derech hanasin. A person does not get malchus for yisur hana unless if it's used in the way it's normally used, again, as fuel or using it to oil the hides. But if one is using it as therapy for his wound, for refuah, that would not be considered the normative way, and therefore one would be put of a malchus. So Amr Bzeira, Afanan Amitanina. Similarly, we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Trumas regarding different what's called mashkin, things that are called beverages, liquids. And we say that not all fruit juices, what's called may peris, are going to be considered, quote, mashkin, rather only these things. As we learned, in Seifkin Eshar Bam, which means that one will not get the lashes, the 40 lashes, the malchus, for the Mishum Arla, for consuming Arla, which is prohibited. One cannot go ahead and have and consume Arla the first 3 years. For fruit juices of Arla, if one takes the fruits of the first 3 years and squeezes out juice and consumes it, one would not be chayiv to get malchus, because the reason is all these fruit juices are not the way one normally derives pleasure from them. Ella, there are two exceptions for things that you would even get malchus on them, although they're fruit juices. Only for things that come out of olives, which are oil, and things that come out of grapes, which are wine, grape juice, that these things are considered the way they're normally consumed. Therefore, that would be considered kedarkai, the way it's normative, and therefore one would get malchus for consuming them if they're arla. Whereas mitutim from berries, te'enim, figs, brimayim, pomegranates, loy, one would not go ahead and get malchus for consuming them, although they're arla. Now, my timer, so Reb Zera says, what would be the reason? Lav mishum, isn't it as we had just proposed? Because one did not consume it in the way it normally has hanah from them. That is, it's not normative in these berries to go ahead and squeeze out the juice from them. People don't make these berry juices in times of the Gemara. And therefore, since it's normally only eaten, now you can do it in the way it's not normally done. That is not the Isser of Arlut to go ahead and get Malchus on them. That's exactly as we had just said, the reason before, whereas grape juice, wine, and olive oil, where there it is normative to squeeze out the juices. That is called Mashkin, and there one would get Malchus. So only Abai said to Reb Zera, it's not necessarily true. Bishleima, I very well would understand if you would bring a Zaraya, Iyashma inam prigufa, if you brought a Raya from the fruit themselves, that if you would eat it in the non-normative way, for example, let's say you would cook nuts or peaches and then eat it, and there you would say that you wouldn't be chayiv, and the reason being because you did not consume it in the way one normally has hanah from peaches. One normally doesn't go ahead and cook the nuts and peaches. Then I would understand very well that you would see the source of what we're trying to say, that one does not get malchus if he consumes it in a non-normative way, in the way it's not normally had hanah from. Elahacha, but here, the reason why one is exempt is not because it's not the way it's normally done, and that's how you bring a source from here. Because here it's a different reason why these fruit juices, one is going to be pater from Arla. And the reason being is because Mishum de Zeba Amahu is just, quote, sweat. It's not really fruit that you're consuming. The juice is not considered a part of the fruit itself. It's considered, so to speak, like sweat, which is not part of the main entity of the fruit. And that is why one is exempt. Not because you're actually consuming the fruit by squeezing it out, and thereby, since it's not normally done that way, that's why you put it from Malkus. No, the reason why you put it from Malkus, maybe you would be chayv if you do it even Shalei Kedarkai. But that would be if you were consuming the fruit Shalei Kedarkai. Here, the fruit juices is not considered intrinsic to the fruit itself. It's considered something else that's maybe part of the fruit, but not the fruit itself. And that is why one is exempt from Arla, and therefore wouldn't be a raya. However, Amar Abaye concludes, and he says, Hakol Maidim, everybody would agree, even the Ikka D'Amri of Reb Avohu, that which said that one is exempt by Isur Hanov, it's not done in the way it's normally done, B'klai HaKerem, regarding the climb of the vineyard, which is when you mix other types of produce in the vineyard and they're grown together, Shaloikin Alein Afilah Shaloikin Derechanos, that one would get Malkus even if it's consumed in the way that it's not normally had Hanov from, and the reason is my timer, Shem Delek Sivbuhu Achila, because it doesn't say over there eating. When it says achila, that shows that it has to be done in the normative way, which is that it's eaten. That would tell us it has to be in the way it normally has hanah from. Since it doesn't say that, rather it says in the pasuk in Devarim Chavbeis, pentikdash hamaleya, maybe what will be completed is going to be tikdash, which is mashma, that you now have hanah from it, rather it should be burnt. And the word pen teaches us a negative prohibition, so that is the source that says in all situations, no matter how it is, it has to be burnt, that is, you can't have hanah from. And that's why it would be even Shaloi Kedarkai, therefore Abaye says, although generally, we don't have a source, because what you're trying to bring as a source from the fruit juices of Arla is not a raya, because that's not actually a fruit. However, everyone would agree regarding the Isra of Hanah, regarding Kla HaKerem, there would be even Shaloi Kedarkai, because there it's not brought out from Achila, that we know all Isra Achila have also Isra Hanah. Rather, it's because it says, which sounds like in all situations, no matter what, you can't have any hanah.